It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. Coming up, we'll talk to the country's first female four-star general about the leadership lessons she learned while serving. First, as the Wisconsin State Legislature's Budget Writing Committee gets ready to take up funding cuts for the University of Wisconsin system, the state finds itself bucking a national trend. According to our next guest, Wisconsin is one of only six states that have approved or are considering cuts to higher education funding for the coming fiscal year. The UW system faces a proposed $300 million cut over the next 2 years. Joining us now is Karen Herzog, who covers higher education for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Karen, welcome back.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So as we said, Wisconsin, one of six states that have approved or are considering cuts to higher education funding. What other states are on that list?
Well, the other states include four states with Republican governors. That would be Arizona, Illinois, and Louisiana, in addition to Wisconsin. And then two with Democratic governors, that would be Connecticut and West Virginia.
And in your recent piece, you take a look at where education funding is in Wisconsin compared with our Midwest neighbors and also nationally. Where are we in that big picture?
Well, when you look at the Midwest, Wisconsin, by many measures, lags in higher education spending. Wisconsin spends about $10,000 less per four-year degree granted than other states, and that would include like money that's put behind instructional costs, academic support, student services. And the significance of that is that that universities have to make up for the money that they don't get from state funding when that's cut by raising tuition or cutting back their expenses. And tuition increases are a really big concern, although it appears that there will be a tuition freeze, continuation of the current freeze for the next 2 years for resident undergraduate students.
Which Midwestern state spends the most on education?
Interestingly, it's Iowa. Iowa spends the most pretty much by most measures. And Wisconsin, when you look at it as a national comparison, Wisconsin is kind of below the average, too, in those measures. Interestingly, though, when you talk about other states that are considering significant higher education cuts, Wisconsin may end up being the state with the largest cut to higher education in the whole country once things settle, because lawmakers and Governor Walker have indicated no interest in raising taxes to offset the cuts. In fact, Governor Walker has pledged not to raise taxes. He seems pretty adamant about that. So it's going to be interesting if they are able to reduce the cuts, where they will find the money to do that.
Well, let's look at those other six states and where Wisconsin fits in. Among those states who are looking at cutting funding to higher education, how much are they proposing to cut compared to Wisconsin?
Well, Louisiana and Illinois are the other two states that are looking at nine-figure increases. Louisiana was the highest to begin with, although it looks like with a combination of tax credits being rolled back and tax increases that they're going to really cut it significantly. They were looking at about $600 million. The second highest was Illinois, and that's about $400 million. $209 million of that going just to the University of Illinois campuses. And there also is some discussion there about increasing taxes, maybe reordering some of their priorities in spending. The Democrats have been adamant that they don't want to cut higher education by the $400 million that the governor has proposed there. Now, of course, Wisconsin does $150 million per year of this next biennium. It's still up there, and if those cuts aren't reduced and the other states do reduce them, again, Wisconsin could end up being the state with the highest cut.
So you think if things change in these other states, Wisconsin would be the only state left with a nine-figure cut?
It's possible. Arizona, the cut there was $99 million, so it's pretty close to $100 million for this next fiscal year. It's hard to say how this is all going to shake out, and Wisconsin lawmakers really haven't indicated. Joint Finance Committee takes this up tomorrow. There really hasn't been any indication of where they might be able to find the money, even though they have expressed a desire to reduce the cut.
We're talking right now with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Karen Herzog. We're talking about Wisconsin's status right now as one of six states eyeing cuts to higher education. And Karen, you look at also the per household support for higher education in Wisconsin and how that's changed. What have you seen there?
That's one of the most interesting statistics that I've seen recently, and I had not seen this before. The Pell Institute for the Study of Opportunity in Higher Education put out some numbers earlier this year, and it looked at state by state how much per $1,000 personal income was spent on higher education in terms of tax dollars. In the early 70s, Wisconsin really supported higher education in terms of the amount of money that was put toward it. The average household income back then was $15,000. And when you look at the numbers and figure inflation, Wisconsin taxpayers were paying about five times more than they currently are toward higher education.
And that's adjusting for inflation.
Exactly.
Now, in your piece, you reference a representative for the American Association of State Colleges and Universities who's looking at situations where states are eyeing cuts like Wisconsin is. What questions did he say funding cuts to higher education brings up to him?
Well, he said you have to look at the political environment in states that are considering education cuts, because if you think about what drives the economy, college graduates tend to be the ones who are required for the knowledge-based economy. And so you want to look at what's the political environment, of course, taxes, whether the willingness or unwillingness to raise taxes typically is the major equation there. And then also whether this reflects the will of the people. Do state residents support cutting that much in higher education? And in Wisconsin, there have been two polls in the last month that indicate that Wisconsin residents do not support $300 million in cuts over the next 2 years. In fact, one of them was by a 70% vote, and the other was by a 64% margin.
Now, we're talking about how Wisconsin is only one of six states who is looking to cut higher education. We're just seemingly coming out of the tail end, we hope, of the Great Recession. Are we seeing other states doing not just, you know, flat funding for education, but the reverse? Are we seeing funding restored in many other states?
Yes, we are. In fact, our next-door neighbor, Minnesota, raised taxes with part of that new revenue set aside for higher education. And if you look at Minnesota versus Wisconsin, that's a very common comparison. 32% of Minnesota residents have a college degree versus like 26% in Wisconsin. Minnesota tends to spend a lot more state support toward higher education than Wisconsin does.
Now, the governor and state lawmakers are committed to keeping tuition frozen for in-state students for this budget cycle at least, possibly longer. Has the university ever been in a position like this where it has faced cuts to its budget without the power to raise resident tuition?
Well, this is the largest cut proposed in the past 10 years in Wisconsin, and that's according to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau and all other biennia except 2013-15, the regents had the authority to increase resident undergraduate tuition to offset some of those cuts. And in the past, they did do that. There were significant tuition increases over the last several years when there were cuts in state funding. However, that's not an option anymore, and that's why we're looking at some pretty deep cuts within the UW system campuses.
What percentage of the university's total operating budget comes from the state?
It's about 19%, and that percentage has changed. It used to be significantly higher, and tuition used to be significantly lower in terms of a percentage of the operating budget. And that has flipped, and obviously student loan debt has gone up as tuition has been increasing.
And do we have a sense about that 19%, how significant it is to the university?
You know, some people will say, well, gee, it's just, you know, the funding cut, and this is something the governor's office says, the funding cut, the $300 million over 2 years, it's just really, or $150 per year, is just 2.5% of the total budget. It's a 2.5% cut. However, that's not the way to look at it if you're talking about impact. Really, when you look at the impact, it's about a 6% cut overall to the UW system's budget, because a lot of the money that they have is restricted. They can't use it to fill any holes that are created by a budget cut. So it is a significant source of income.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Karen Herzog, higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joined us to talk about Wisconsin's status as one of the few states eyeing cuts to higher education.